Lawmakers are considering legislation that could bring down the so-called Zion Curtain. That's the 7-foot wall restaurants are required to build to shield young customers from seeing alcoholic beverages being made. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
House Majority Leader Brad Wilson and Senator Jerry Stevenson are expected to introduce legislation soon that could modernize some of the state's liquor laws. Governor Gary Herbert says he would back such a measure, telling reporters on Friday that he thinks there are better ways to address public health and safety concerns than erecting a barrier.
I think it's hard to find the evidence on what the wall does, and it's not applied equally, and that's probably a concern for me and others that it's not equitable. So if in fact we can get something to replace that with, it's probably a trade-off.
One trade-off being floated is increasing the state's markup on alcohol from 86% to 87% and funneling those extra funds toward alcohol abuse prevention. But Herbert says he wants all regulations reviewed, not just the Zion Curtain, and to put policies in place that will actually be effective in reducing underage drinking and drunk driving. Asked about whether the state would consider privatization as part of that discussion, Herbert says probably not.
I'm not ready to go to privatization. Again, it comes up every year, so it's not like it's not going to be part of the discussion. I think there's a downside to privatization. We certainly have avoided having a culture of alcohol here in the state of Utah. It's served us very well.
The governor says he made a courtesy call to leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to let them know a review is underway. The LDS Church has opposed previous repeal efforts. According to a Salt Lake Tribune Hinckley Institute poll, more than 70% of Utahns are opposed to the curtain, which has attracted more than a few unflattering headlines nationally. Restaurant owners, too, say the barriers are costly and cumbersome and stigmatize drinking among responsible adults. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.